Here comes the sun, do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so happy to have in studio with us today Carrie Gore. She's the director of the Hastings Community Education Program, and we are excited to talk summer and fall with her. How have you been?
Oh, really good. I'm having so much fun this summer.
Oh, because summer, again, has a different flavor than the normal school year for community ed, but you're still
so
busy.
True. Yeah, we are so busy. And our school age care program, you know, we've been in session for a couple weeks now, and they are just loving it. We have 225 kids at Kennedy this summer.
That's amazing.
Yes. And, you know, we serve entering kindergarten all the way through some middle school ages, too. So we got the full age spectrum. And we really were very intentional about creating a space for kids to just have a blast all summer long. And they created camp themes each week that the kids can choose from based on their interests, and then all sorts of field trips. So we're having a blast. And every
Carrie,
day is full.
That's an impressive number. Is that one of the highest years you've had?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's fluctuated throughout the years. But yeah, we're just hitting high numbers now. In fact, we're closed for registration at this point because we're
for
full.
Sure.
Yeah, we had our kindergartners yesterday walking through the hall. I got to see them and they were doing one of their camps. And for the day, they were pretending to be little ninjas.
Oh.
And so they had these cute little headbands on, and they were walking through the hall, and they were so quiet, and they were just stealth.
Oh,
you know?
Stealth ninjas. I like that.
Yeah, and they had to pass this doorway to the cafeteria, and so they were like jumping real quick and just being so sneaky. They were so good at it. So we have fun. So
I bet.
Yeah, and it's just going to keep happening all summer long. You know, our older kids, they have their own space. It's the curriculum center is what we call it in the school district.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
and it's,
I know where that is.
Do you? Yeah.
It's on the facility grounds of Kennedy, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That was the old community ed.
It was.
Yeah, 100
yeah,
years
can
ago.
Can you believe that? It's a great space for that group, too, because it has its, you know, own little kitchenette and bathroom. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of get to feel like not so much childcare, but
for
just
sure.
a safe space to be for older kids to connect and hang out. And they went to Valley Fair this week. So they're just having a good time, too.
And what a blessing for parents.
I think so, too. It's just, you know, one of the best things that we can do for parents is send them home tired.
Yes.
And we do a really good job of that. So, you know, we keep them busy all day long. We sneak in that learning a little bit, you know, to keep that mojo going and get them ready for the next school year. They don't know that they're learning, but they definitely are. So.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
Carrie, wow, that is a big number of little cuties you're in charge of. That's a big responsibility for your teachers.
Well, we have such an amazing team, too, because they're the ones that are coming up with all these activities for the kids, you know, and I'm sure they're leaning on what did I love to do when I was that age, and just carrying that forward for us. And so Alyssa is our new coordinator. This is her first summer, and she has just been putting in the work. You know, she hit the ground running in January planning for this summer. So she's done an amazing job with her team. We're very proud of them.
Kids, I think, are used to being entertained in a different way than certainly when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So that's a challenge to keep them engaged, not just for one day, but every day of the summer.
Yeah, that is so true. I saw that with my own children who are now adults. It just keeps changing at a quicker pace, too. So, you know, you want to kind of keep a little bit of that nostalgic play outside, you know, all those games that we used to play. We like to weave that in, too, because there's something to be said about disconnecting from the social media or the devices. And we're outside a ton and, you know, doing things with our hands. We do a lot of like science experiments and reading great books and all of the things that you want to kind of have a good balance of all of the things.
Wow. Well, it's a wonderful program, and it's nice to see that you're full. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. We want to take as many people as we can, but it's just not reasonable. But yeah, so people are starting to think far ahead. You know, when summer's coming up, they're thinking about registration early, and we encourage people to think about that early.
You know, you told us that, of course, back in the spring.
Yeah.
But if people didn't take advantage of it right then and there,
yeah,
you did fill up. Wow.
Yeah, and that's just kind of how it is at this point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, speaking of thinking ahead, what we really want to encourage people to do right now is to think about the fall, too.
Oh, we don't want to. We don't want to.
I don't either. But when it comes to registration, just taking that few minutes to sign up ahead of time will pay off because we do fill up.
What are we signing up for?
So right now I'm encouraging parents to think about that childcare piece for our before and after school care with our Camp Horizons in the school year. It's called Kids Campus. And we do the same sort of thing. We do that fun while learning before and after school, and then that place to connect and make friendships. And then we also provide programming on those non-school days.
That's a game changer for parents because, right, you know, those non-school days necessarily don't follow, let's say, a federal holiday or that type of thing. So
exactly,
you can be left kind of holding the bag with, what do I do with my kids on those days?
Yeah, and those are the days that we have a lot of fun. We plan field trips and, mm-hmm, and we do thematic days and all that. So register now because those sites do fill up pretty quick. And then the other place where you want to register is for our Tilden Preschool and Early Childhood Family at ECFE. Mm-hmm. So those registrations are open right now as well.
So let's get back to Kids Campus. That's a program that's been around for a very long time, but you have continued to evolve that program to really meet the needs of the community of Hastings and what parents are looking for. And it really does wrap around that school day. So
yes,
if you work out of town and you have to drop your kids off at an early time,
yes,
you're able to accommodate that, or yeah, vice versa.
Exactly. We open at 6:30 and then,
wow,
we have the kids right until school starts and we walk them to classes and get them to where they need to be.
And get them fed.
Absolutely. And sometimes they come in awfully tired and we have
for
activities
sure
for all the kids. So, you know, the slow, mellow ones are the ones that are ready to hit the gym right,
yes,
away.
Yes, of course.
And then after school, of course, we get them right out of their classrooms, and then we are open till 6 p.m. So we have long hours, and that's the same hours that we hold for those non-school days, too, so 6:30 to 6.
So do the kids each have, at all the elementary schools, do they each have this program, or do they go to one certain school for that?
Oh, that's a great question. So on a typical day, they each have their own program at each of their schools.
Nice.
On the non-school days, we,
yes,
tend to consolidate into one school location, mm-hmm, just to help with staffing, and then we rotate the sites throughout the school year, but we let parents know well in advance where the, mm-hmm, location will be.
And the nice thing about that program is you've mentioned that maybe somebody only needs you for a non-school day. That's an option.
Yeah, that is an option. And again, those more flexible options, the more you can sign up ahead of time just to let us know that you're interested, the better.
So that's something that we would go online for? Would we do that?
Yes, absolutely. We have several options for people to register. Of course, you can register online at www.hastings.communityed.com. Or if you want us to help you through the registration process, you can certainly give us a call at Community Ed at 651-480-7670 or stop in and see us. We really like that.
Well, and your space is so friendly and so open. And I mean, it really is unusual, I think, to have such a wide range of age groups under one roof.
I think that's really important for people to understand that that's part of our Hastings Public School District. So we're really focused on educating all ages from, mm-hmm, birth and all the way through seniors. So we really want to showcase that at Tilden. Like, there's all of these opportunities for preschool, school age care. We have adult learners there, and then our senior center program as well.
And I must say, your seniors are so darn active.
They are.
I don't know what other communities are like, but man, they're active.
Well, and you just mentioned, you know, how we have to kind of stay with the times and be ever,
yes,
evolving with school age care. It's the same with our senior center too.
Mm-hmm.
And they are more active, and they're looking for those opportunities to move and to stay well and healthy. And I know we have seniors that are really interested in outdoor activities throughout the summer. And so we're always kind of on our toes for that and paying attention to what they want to do next. So,
well, isn't that how your pickleball court came about?
Yes. Yes. And especially, you know, in the colder months, we're really, really popular. In the summer, maybe less so, but we're still so active. Mm-hmm. You know, people want to come in early before the heat of the day. And so we're really busy in the morning time.
And do you still use your beautiful gardens out in the backyard?
Yeah, we do. I will say it's not as beautiful as it has been before. Oh. We had our school age care program with 225 kids last summer. So the grass really needs a year to rest. But it's getting there, and so we hope to have that back soon.
So tell me again, you were talking about some of the other things that we should be looking forward to in the fall.
Yeah, well, for fall, we have a lot of mini tours coming up, and I think that is one of the most popular things for adults and seniors right now is our mini tours. So,
well, you take all of the angst out of having a wonderful day out or a couple days gone.
Yes.
Because you really have put these tours together that are no-brainers, really, for people.
Well, right. I mean, we just came back from a wonderful tour to South Dakota. So Rob Hallberg is our senior center coordinator, and he worked so hard in putting that trip together and just planning all these opportunities and a variety of experiences and great places to eat.
So tell us about the tour.
Yeah. So they went to South Dakota and they had several stops along the way.
All the things. And like they wall
did
all drug
the, they did the wall drugs. They did it
the
all.
The Corn Palace.
Yes, absolutely. And so we take that momentum and we move forward into fall. And so we have a lot of fun trips that are already selling out.
What?
I know, like, for example, our Duluth tour, he does a really good job planning for that.
And what does that look like? What goes on with
that?
Yeah,
so of course we're going in October to Duluth, which is
beautiful.
Like the perfect time to go.
For sure.
And he has, you know, a train tour to see the leaves. Oh. And, you know, again, lots of great places to eat and lots of great places to stay. And so he's always thinking ahead. So we encourage people to register early. We do have lots of opportunities for one-day trips, too.
Oh, if tell
people
us
don't
what those
go
are.
Overnight. So one of the things that we do for these day trips is we make it really easy for people. Like, all you have to do is get yourself to the Walmart parking lot, and then we're going to take it from there.
But that is what people look for. They don't have to worry about parking. They don't have to worry about driving.
Yeah, just get on the bus.
Yes.
And they're comfy buses, too. They're not traditional school buses. Okay. They're coach buses. So you're going to be nice and comfortable. But we have some one-day trips planned. So October 14th, they're going to see Arsenic and Old Lace at the Sidekick Theater.
Where's that?
It's in Minneapolis. I thought the same thing. I was like, where
is this? I've not heard
of
that, but that's such a great play.
Yeah, I think so, too. It looks really fun, and it's like perfectly themed for October. And then we have one, the Branson Country Christmas. This is one we do every year because people just annually want to do this one.
And that's not a day trip. That you're gone maybe, what, 3-4 days?
No, that one's just it's like a play as well at Treasure Island.
Oh, so you don't go to Branson.
No.
Branson comes here.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, and make it simple, right? Like that's even shorter.
Totally. Totally.
And then here's the one that I'm so excited about. December 9th, they're going to go see Annie at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. And that is one of my favorite plays. I've seen many times.
For sure.
So it's a childhood favorite. So, yeah, and all of these include meals. So you just got to get on the bus. You're going to have a lovely
for
ride.
Sure.
No looking for parking.
You're dropped off right at the door.
Right at the door. Yeah, and our bus driver is so friendly. Everybody loves him. So, and Rob and Angela go with, and they're
and
great, too.
If you need assistance, I know you're always there to help
people. We're always there to help people, yes. Yep. And we have such a great community. Everybody is just friends by the time they leave. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of picture taking and all that great stuff.
Oh.
So, yeah. So that's mini tours. There's a lot to look forward to.
For sure.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things that you have coming up?
So coming up really quickly, I wanted to tell people about Spark, which is a free program for students in grades 5-8. I really wanted to make sure I mentioned that because that's one of the things that parents talk to me most about is what can I do with my middle schooler? It's a tricky time. So we do host this program at Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and lunch is provided free as well.
That's so incredible.
Yeah, this is just one of those great examples where community partnerships can come together and make such a great impact with the youth in our community in the summer. So we have a lot of partners that work with us, Hastings Family Service, United Way, just great people coming together to make good things happen. Mm-hmm. So Spark starts July 7th. And it goes through August 13th, and it's from 11:30 a.m. till 2 o'clock p.m. I will say that registration is going to close on July 10th, and no late registration can be accepted because we do have to make sure we have all those free lunches available.
So that's something, again, where we would just go online.
Yes, just go online. Like I said before, you can register on our website.
And that program is very similar to some of the other programs you were talking about, where they really keep kids engaged in many different ways.
Yeah, we understand that kids have a variety of interests, so we try to provide for all of that. So whether it's arts and crafts or sports or any of those types of activities, we know what middle schoolers like to do. We take their input all and hear them out, and we try to provide for that too.
Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful program. So again, that starts July 7th. July 7th.
Yes,
oh my
it's
gosh.
Coming up.
It is. And so would we, when we sign up, do we do it for one day or is that sign up for all summer?
Well, we would consider that you're signed up for the whole summer, okay. But you certainly don't have to come every day. We would just count you in for the
okay.
program.
And that has grown, hasn't it, over
the years?
It
really has, yeah. And it's kind of morphed and changed, but we've found that the niche is middle school, so that's what we want to do.
And why do you think that is, Carrie?
I think because we do have our Camp Horizons program, it kind of fits that early youth, school-age youth, and then the middle schoolers really do have a desire not to have that childcare feel, mm-hmm. but more of an independent feel, and this is kind of how that's structured.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, again, that is something that is a blessing to parents in the summer months.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
And then if you're not looking for that long of a commitment, you're just looking for one-time opportunities, we have enrichment opportunities, we have tech and STEM opportunities, and then, of course, we have our recreation opportunities as well. So there's still lots of possibilities for summer. It's not too late. There's so much still ahead of us. And so we really encourage parents to look at our catalog. Hopefully you have that at home. Or our catalog is online as well, so you can do the flip through with that catalog as well and register right from there. And, you know, what we really like to say is if your student isn't sure what they're interested in, our rec opportunities are really designed to just try a bunch of different things. So you're going to see combination camps. So they're going to do a little bit of flag football, a little bit of baseball, a little bit of track and field. Mm-hmm. And so they can kind of see what is it that they do really enjoy, and then they can take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. So we are really proud to be like the try it opportunity in mm-hmm. our community.
And that's what kids need at that age. They don't need to get serious at 4 and 5 years old.
Yeah. And we do see like that age group is really just kind of trying to see what they're interested in.
It's awesome. Well, I'm interested in anytime you come in. This was just great information. Carrie Gore, thank you so much. Would you give the website of Hastings Community Ed again?
Sure. It's www.hastingscommunityed.com.
Carrie Gore is the director of community education in Hastings, and we so appreciate her time. This is AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Here comes the sun, tootin' tootin'. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.